Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome to Unexplained Extra, with me, Richard McLean Smith, where for the weeks in between episodes we look at stories and ideas that for one reason or other didn't make it into the previous show. In last week's episode, The Longest Road, we wound our way through the strange and mysterious tale of the Lost Dutchman's Mine. The story has grown more and more convoluted over the years, and has captured many a colourful character in its web. Needless to say, it was impossible to include everything in such a short space of time, so I'd like to take this opportunity to give a shout out to sometime opera singer and full-time Lost Dutchman enthusiast, Celeste Marie Jones. Starting in the late 1950s, Jones spent over 30 years stalking the mountains, rarely seen without her trusty sawn-off rifle and pistol strapped to her waist, battling many a foe, both real and imagined, in her epic quest to find the treasure. But sadly, just like everyone else, she too was eventually forced to concede defeat. It is also worth mentioning the Peralta Stones, a set of sandstone tablets engraved with what is purported to be a map leading to the location of the infamous mine, apparently discovered sometime in the 1950s. Though most believe the stones to be fake, some maintain they are genuine artifacts dating back to 1847 that were created by a member of the famed Peralta family, upon whose apparent old abandoned mine the entire myth is founded. We should perhaps add too that this major aspect of the story is also heavily contested, since there is no concrete evidence to confirm the family had ever even mined in the Superstition Mountains. Jesse Capon, who tragically died in 2009 while looking for the treasure, was not even the last person to lose their life in the process. The year after his attempt, three men from Utah, 49-year-old Curtis Merwith, 66-year-old Arden Charles, and 41-year-old Malcolm Meeks, also died after planning to spend 3 days in the Superstitions as they hunted for the gold. Their remains were found 6 months later, after all three of them failed to return home. Though there are numerous stories of lost gold and famed treasure hunts, with perhaps the Oak Island mystery being the closest, certainly with regard to the cost of lives, none can really hold a candle to this most shaggy and enigmatic of tales. It does, however, give me an excuse to talk about one of my favourite lost treasure locations, a curious, mystical place called Rennes-le-Château. A narrow, dusty road leads to Rennes-le-Château, a quintessential southern French village, perched high on a hill, roughly 50 kilometres from the border with Spain. Surrounded by rich, verdant fields and rolling, tree-covered hills, this small commune that dates back to medieval times should, under normal circumstances, be a place of relative obscurity. But Rennes-le-Château is no ordinary place. For thousands of visitors each year, this quaint, humble village has become a site of intense pilgrimage, thanks to the emergence of tantalizing rumors connecting it to everything from supposed secret society, the Priory of Sion, to the Ark of the Covenant, and even the Holy Grail itself. And at the center of it all, perched high up on a cliff at the northern edge of the village, lies the strange and beguiling Church of St. Mary Magdalene. At its peak, over 120,000 visitors were pouring into the village each year, despite having less than 100 full-time residents, as well as over 700 books, all dedicated to unraveling its secrets. It has also inspired one of the world's best-selling books of all time, in Dan Brown's The Da Vinci Code. Over decades, many, lured in by Dan Brown's book as much as anything else, have gone to increasingly extreme measures, tunneling through the church walls, digging up basements and graves, and even resorting to explosives in their frenzied attempts to find whatever treasure it is they believe to be located there. So how did this simple settlement come to inspire such hysteria? The answer lies in one name: Barenger Saunière. Barenger Saunière was a Roman Catholic priest who worked at Rennes-le-Château from 1885 to 1905. When he initially moved there, he lived a fairly hand-to-mouth existence on a salary of 720 francs a year, worth something in the region of $15,000 in today's money. However, with each passing year, Saunière's spending began to increase dramatically, as noted in his accounts, going far beyond the reach of his meagre salary. Reveling in this mysterious newfound wealth, the priest began to spend frivolous amounts renovating the Church of St. Mary Magdalene, which dates back to the 8th century and had been in poor condition for years. Lavish details and embellishments were added, such as ornate stained glass windows and extensions to the building's footprint, including a private residential villa just for the priest. Over the 10 years of his residency, he is thought to have spent well into the tens of thousands of francs on the project, with some even claiming his expenditure ran up into the millions by today's standards. But it wasn't just luxury adornments that the priest added to this peculiar place of worship. At its entrance, Saunière installed the chilling figure of Asmodeus, a demon, its face contorted as if ready to inflict agony on any unsuspecting foe. This unusual choice for a church is also accompanied by the foreboding inscription, Terribilis est locus iste, which translates to, "This place is terrible" in English. These ominous garnishes have led some to believe that the many symbols and details placed in the church by Saunière might actually contain hidden codes. And naturally, as the priest continued to entertain lavishly with fine wines and finer food, but with no visible source of income, speculation about where it was all coming from exactly soon began to grow. And so it was that in 1910, the bishopric investigated and held Saunière to trial. Saunière, however, refused to attend, claiming suddenly that the money had simply been gifted to him by unknown benefactors, though he failed to produce any evidence attesting to this. The rumours continued to spread, however, and soon some began to speculate that he'd actually found a long-lost buried treasure hidden somewhere in the depths of the church. It was also claimed that Saunière and his dutiful housekeeper, Marie Denarnaud, were witnessed digging in the church's cemetery at night, leading to allegations that they were in fact grave robbing and stealing from the dead. However, if the answers were to be found, they would not come from the man himself, who took his secrets to the grave when he died in 1917. What makes a murderer's mind tick? Killer Psyche is a true crime podcast from Wondery that explores these types of questions about the crimes that killers and criminals commit, Killer Psyche covers high-profile cases that shocked the world, and host Candice DeLong uses her 5 decades of experience as a clinical psychiatric nurse and FBI criminal profiler to dissect the motivations and behaviors of the most terrifying felons in history. And you'll definitely want to listen to a recent episode of Killer Psyche, where Candice looks into the mysterious murder of Ted Ammon, a wealthy Wall Street financier. Ted had been going through a divorce with his wife of 13 years, Jenna Rosa, and child custody and millions in assets were at stake. Jenna Rosa and her new boyfriend, Danny Pelosi, were the prime suspects, but Jenna Rosa died of cancer before police could prove her involvement. In 2004, Danny was convicted of second-degree murder, but still maintains his innocence. How does hatred drive a person to murder the father of their children? Listen to Killer Psyche on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or you can listen to 1 week ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app. Few had heard of the Sonnier mystery outside the region until the 1950s, when a man named Noel Corbeau bought the church estate from Sonnier's housekeeper, Marie Denarnaud, who'd inherited it when he died. Corbeau claims that Denarnaud teased him with numerous tales about the estate and Sonnier's time there, even once telling him that she alone held the key secret to the vast treasure, and promised to tell him all when the time was right. But then she suffered a seizure, rendering her unable to communicate, before she eventually died, taking her secrets to the grave too. And so, Corbeau started to sow his own seeds, telling stories to anyone who'd listen about the wealth of Rennes-le-Château, hoping to generate interest in a new restaurant that he'd opened on the estate. He claimed that in 1892, Sonnier found a collection of parchments and other riches during a refurbishment of the church, which were in fact part of Blanche de Castile's treasure of the French crown. De Castile was once queen consort of France by marriage to Louis VIII, and his bounty was said to have been concealed at Rennes-le-Château when King Louis was captured during the Crusades. Corbeau insisted that the parchments contained coded secrets that would cause unimaginable damage to the Catholic Church. Over the next 10 years, Corbeau's tales began to take root, evolving and growing with every new utterance, before eventually reaching a man named Pierre Plantard. Renowned for his claims to be a direct descendant of the ancient French Merovingian dynasty, believed by some to be the true heirs of France, Plantard founded the Priory of Sion in 1956, claiming his male-led religious order was just the latest evolution of a secret society formed on Mount Zion in Jerusalem in 1099. The organization has claimed to have once counted Leonardo da Vinci and Isaac Newton among its members, and was also intertwined with myths relating to the Knights Templar. All the while, as the story began to gain media attention, Plantard, along with select friends, continued to interweave stories of Rennes-le-Château's loot with the mythology of his own Priory of Sion, hoping to further his fanciful claim that as an apparent Merovingian descendant, he was in fact heir to the French throne. Plantard even succeeded in forging the parchments that Sonnier is said to have found and had them placed in the French National Library, before the hoax was eventually discovered and the parchments removed when his accomplice admitted to assisting in the forgery. Despite being generally debunked in later years, the idea of the Priory of Sion and its convoluted tales of pure bloodlines continues to generate great excitement, while also inevitably fueling a string of elaborate conspiracy theories. Over time, the story of the Merovingian dynasty became confused too, even blending with a supposed lineage that goes all the way back to Jesus Christ. And soon came the idea that the Holy Grail and the Ark of the Covenant were also part of the treasure hall at Rennes-le-Château. As Dante once famously said, from a little spark may burst a mighty flame. If you recognize the priest's name at the heart of this story, it's likely you too are one of the millions of people who've read the Da Vinci Code. Indeed, this real-life priest inspired the fictional character Jacques Saunière, found in Dan Brown's story, a dark figure who works as the curator of the Louvre and is head of the secret Priory of Sion. Today it is almost impossible to deduce the real truth about Rennes-le-Château, with many claiming it to be a place of great mystical energy, regardless of what you believe. Either way, over a short period of time, this tale has transformed a sleepy village into a heartland of genealogical secrets and prophesied wealth, and with the story becoming so twisted and confused, its simple reality will never satisfy the ardent fortune seekers and conspiracy theorists who want it to be so much more. Ultimately, what Rennes-le-Château shows us is even the world's biggest hoaxes cannot shake the thrill of the chase. This episode was written by myself and Donna Mackay Smith. If you enjoy Unexplained and would like to help support us, you can now do so via Patreon. To receive access to ad-free episodes, just go to patreon.com/unexplainedpod to sign up. Unexplained, the book and audiobook, featuring 10 stories that have never before been covered on the show, is now available to buy worldwide. You can purchase through Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Waterstones, among other bookstores. All elements of Unexplained, including the show's music, are produced by me, Richard McLean Smith. Please subscribe and rate the show wherever you listen to podcasts, and feel free to get in touch with any thoughts or ideas regarding the stories you've heard on the show. Perhaps you have an explanation of your own you'd like to share. You can reach us online at unexplainedpodcast.com or Twitter at unexplainedpod and Facebook at facebook.com/unexplainedpodcast.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.